Junior Aspirin Records, audio annotations for the serving library. Session number one, explaining narrative.
Way down in the state of Georgia, through the swamps and the Everglades, there's a big old hole in Tiger Mountain. God help the man who gets lost in Miller's Cave. I had me a girl in Waycross, Georgia, but she had unfaithful ways. Made me feel I was unwanted, like the bats and the bears in Miller's Cave. I couldn't stand the way she did me, couldn't take her low down way. Before I'll stay with a cheating woman, I'll go and live with the bears in Miller's Cave. Caught her out Sunday morning with some guy they call Big Day, the meanest man in Waycross, Georgia. I'd rather fight a mountain lion in Miller's Cave. I said you'll pay both you and Davy. I'm gonna see they laughed at me, and then I shot them. I took their cheating, scheming bones to Miller's Cave. That woman made me feel unwanted, but I guess I showed her I was brave. The most wanted man in the state of Georgia, but they never gonna find me, 'cause I'm lost in Miller's Cave.
Part 1, True Narrative, in which a story is told. A narrative is a story that is created in a constructive format, for instance, a work of speech, writing, song, film, television, video games, photography, or theatre, and which describes a sequence of fictional or non-fictional events. The word derives from the Latin verb narrare, to recount, and is related to the adjective narus, knowing or skilled. Ultimately, its origin is found in the Proto-Indo-European root no, spelled g-n-o, to know. As one of the four rhetorical modes of discourse, along with exposition, argumentation, and description, the purpose of narration is to tell a story or to narrate an event or series of events. The word story may be used as a synonym of narrative, but can also be used to refer to the sequence of events described in a narrative. Stories are an important aspect of culture. Many works of art and most works of literature tell stories. Stories are also a ubiquitous component of human communication, used as parables and examples to illustrate points. Storytelling was probably one of the earliest forms of entertainment.
Party came a beating my
Narrative may also refer to psychological processes in self-identity, memory, and meaning-making. The capacity of narrative to submit to the desires of this or that mind without giving up secret potential may be crudely represented as a dialogue between story and interpretation. This dialogue begins when the author puts pen to paper, and it continues through every reading that is not merely submissive. Moreover, in this infinite variety of forms, it is present at all times, in all places, in all societies. Indeed, narrative starts with the very history of mankind. There is not, there has never been anywhere, any people without narrative. All classes, all human groups have their stories, and very often those stories are enjoyed by men of different and even opposite cultural backgrounds. Narrative remains largely unconcerned with good or bad literature. Like life itself, it is there, international, trans-historical, trans-cultural.
In the morning and the rays from the sun wakes me. I'm stretching and yawning in a bed that don't belong to me. Then a voice yells, good morning, darling, from the bathroom. Then she comes out and kisses me, and to my surprise, she ain't you. Now I've got this dumb look on my face like, what have I done? How could I be so stupid to be have laid here till the morning sun? I lost the track of time. What was on my mind? From the club went to a home. Didn't plan to stay that long. Here I am, quickly trying to put on my clothes. Searching for my car keys, trying to get on up out the door. Then she stretched her hands in front of it. Said, you can't go this way. Looked at her like she was crazy. Said, woman, move out my way. Said, I got a wife at home. She said, please don't go out there. Lady, I've got to get home. She said her husband was coming up the stairs. Quiet. Hurry up and get in the closet. She said, don't you make a sound, or some shit is going down. I said, why don't I just go out the window? Yes, except for one thing, we on the fifth floor. Shit, think, shit, think, shit, quick, put me in the closet. And now I'm in this darkest closet trying to figure out just how I'm gonna get my crazy ass about this house. Then he walks in and yells, I'm home. She says, honey, I'm in the room. He walks in there with a smile on his face, saying, honey, I've been missing you. She hops all over him and says, I've cooked and ran your bath water. Telling you now, this girl's so good that she deserves an Oscar. Throws her in the bed and starts snatching her clothes off. I'm in the closet like, man, what the is going on? You're not gonna believe it, but things get deeper as the story goes on. Next thing you know, a call comes through on my cell phone. I tried my best to quickly put it on vibrate, but from the way he act, I could tell it was too late. He hopped up and said, there's a mystery going on and I'm gonna solve it. And I'm like, God, please don't let this man open his closet. He walks in the bathroom and looks behind the door. She says, baby, come back to bed. He says, bitch, say no more. He pulls back the shower curtain while she's biting her nails. Then he walks back to the room. Right now I'm sweating like hell. Checks under the bed, then opens the dresser. He looks at the closet. I pull out my Beretta. He walks up to the closet. Get closer to the closet. Now he's at the closet. Now he's opening the closet.
An unreliable narrator is a narrator, whether in literature, film, theatre or song, whose credibility has been seriously compromised. The term was coined in 1961 by Wayne C. Booth in The Rhetoric of Fiction. This narrative mode is one that can be developed by an author for a number of reasons, usually to deceive the reader or the audience. Unreliable narrators are usually first-person narrators, but third-person narrators can also be unreliable.
Took her off the showroom floor, no money down, near the Chrysler building, the heart of Midtown. 200 horsepower under the hood, junk in the trunk, very far from damaged goods. Design the frames and windshields stay tinted, the most beautiful thing someone invented. A Wrangler had a sticker on the bumper, a sign in case tow trucks tried to jump her. Rear view mirror that of Serena Williams, staring with the crime, then the look kill him. Brushless showers in the Brazilian wax, cash in the glove compartment, free from tax, low mileage on the odometer. Graduate with more degrees than a thermometer. Spark clubs for great conversation. She would focus on the finish line of destination. Steering in the right direction, made sure I wore a seatbelt and had airbags for protection. In a tank, she loved to stash my tool. I kept a full, super unleaded fuel. She had a room full of skirts and rims. The old ones used to swing off ropes that often hung from limbs. Attempt at the Ford modeling agency, suburban area with the Caucasians be. Her great grandfather was a Cherokee Indian. Explorer, navigator, traveling then began sharpening his hours on Plymouth Rock, commander in chief of raised cattle and was selling the livestock. King of the frontier, right up thoroughbreds. He was just as sharp as a needle without thread. Legend and trooper, known to run the herd. His sons were Oldsmobiles to drink Thunderbird. Land cruisers sitting on fertile soil with equipment that ran off expensive oil. Folks bragging, said a horse pulled the Volkswagen. They loved Mustang, Sally, and lollygagging. Fished in Lake Tahoe, cooked barracudas. Hunted impalas with the six shooters. From a long range with the dog rover. It was something else to see him knock them over. Some got caught in the crossfire. A bunch of rabbits indicating these dudes should retire. One was going bald, rocking the sunroof. A gas guzzler and the grill was one tooth. A strong accent in a beard like Lincoln, who hated the golf course, but he loved drinking. Avenger used to pick up chicks, had magnums that was ramped tough and thick. He wore a blazer where he used to hide the Ruger for encounters with the Jaguars and Cougars. A veteran who was saluting, sing the anthem in accord with the plan. He was a phantom. He had a fat lady they called Hummer, and she needed bodywork for the whole summer. She had a few friends who used to stay in the pound, abandoned the parking lots and junkyard bound. Regulars and rest areas and truck stops, cassette players known to make the tape pop. Gold diggers who wanted cream like Wells Fargo. In Vegas, they circle around in Monte Carlo. You know the snakes with the fangs and vipers, bloodsuckers who will juice the piss from diapers. Met the Cavaliers at the Outback Steakhouse. Chicken cutlet supreme just for takeout. One of them was forced to live in Astoria, cause at the auction they had crowned Victoria. Since then, her friends charged the battery, had her running off the sweets, flattery. She kept a loud muffler, couldn't trust her. Police used to always pull over this duster. A pothead who some called the Firebird, a foul mouth who could've used wiser words. Her man used to hustle and ran the crack corner. Someone securely kept low jack on her, creeping with his visors low, high beaming. Temper will accelerate, private eye scheming. He would check the consoles for rubbers. She would pass the inspection with flying colors. She would turn left if he said right. On a cycle, he would often run red lights. His voice echoed if she dodged the convo. Her previous owner, all he did was bone her. Some drove her crazy, she was just a loner. He had a leaking transmission fluid. Said it was an accident, didn't mean to do it. No insurance with a grill decayed. She sobbed uncontrollably, still stayed. Another total eclipse of the heart, like the freezing weather that never gave her a start. Plus, he had a sidekick in his garage, and if he needed a boot, she would give him a charge. He was sentenced for running an escort service. Escaped from prison, but made a few nervous. His baby mother and wife, the BMW, number one on the list, who he brought trouble to. She done everything to regain her liberty. Tried to be Audi, but went into delivery. Moved to Aspen, survived the avalanche. A different element inside a fatter ranch. Far away when she changed the pattern, the distance was like from Mercury to Saturn.
The term discourse is used to describe the stylistic choices that determine how the narrative text or performance finally appears to the audience. One of the stylistic decisions may be to present events in non-chronological order, using flashbacks, for example, to reveal motivations at a dramatic moment.
Past. Past. Well, now let me tell you about the past. The past is filled with silent joys and broken toys, laughing girls and teasing boys. Was I ever in love? I called it love. I mean, it felt like love. There were moments when, well, there were moments when. Present. Why not? Do I like to dance? Of course. Take a walk along the beach tonight? I'd love to. But don't try to touch me. Don't try to touch me. Because that will never happen again. Shall we dance? The future. Tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's a long way off. Maybe someday I'll have somebody's hand. Maybe somewhere someone will understand. You know, I used to sing a tisket, a tasket, a green and yellow basket. I'm all packed up and I'm on my way, and I'm gonna fall in love. But at the moment, it doesn't look good. At the moment, it will never happen again.
The art of narrative is by definition a highly aesthetic enterprise. There are a number of aesthetic elements that typically interact in well-developed stories. These include 1. Narrative structure with identifiable beginnings, middles, and ends, or exposition, development, climax, denouement, with important inciting incidents, normally constructed into coherent plot lines. 2. A strong focus on temporality that includes retention of the past, attention to present action, and protension/future anticipation. 3. A substantial focus on characters and characterization. 4. A given heterogloss of different voices dialogically at play. 5. A narrator or narrator-like voice, which by definition addresses and interacts with audiences. 6, come on, now standard aesthetic figuration, particularly including the use of metaphor, metonymy, synecdoche, and irony. 7, intertextuality, with copious connections, references, allusions, similarities, parallels, etc., to other literatures. 8, an effort towards Bildungsroman, a description of identity development, with an effort to evince becoming in character and community.
Okay, party people in the house, you're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. Yes, it's the original human beatbox, Dougie Fresh, and his partner, the Grand Wizard, MC, Ricky, D, and that's me in the place to be. And we're going to show you how we do it for 85 Kicking Live, all right? Because I got a funny feeling you're all sick of all these crab rappers biting their rhymes because I'm their backstabbers. But when it comes to me and my friend Doug Fresh here, there is no competition because we are the best, yeah. Finesse and press, which we prove. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close so you all don't miss as we go a little something like this. Hit it! Oh, yeah. You know what? La-di-da-di. La-di-da-di. La-di. La-di. You know what? Yo, peep this. La-di-da-di. We like the party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just some men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. For all of y'all, keeping y'all in health, just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you cause a cozy condition, and that we create, cause that's our mission. So listen to what we say, because this type of shit, it happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning. I gave myself a stretcher, a morning yawning. Went to the bathroom to wash up, had some soap on my face and my hands upon a cup. I said, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the top choice of them all? There was a rumble dumble. 5 minutes it lasted. The mirror said,
you know how you conceited bastard.
Well, that's true. That's why we never have no beef. So then I washed off the soap and brushed the gold teeth. Used to oil of Olay cause my skin gets pale. And then I got the files for my fingernails. Due to the night and on my behalf, I put the bubbles in the tub so I could have a bubble bath. Clean, dry was my body and hair. I threw on my brand new Gucci underwear. For all the girls I might take home, I got the Johnson's baby powder and the Polo cologne. Fresh dress like a million bucks. Threw on the ballet shoes and the fly green socks. Stepped out my house, stopped short. Oh no, I went back in, I forgot my Kango. And then I dilly
Dally.
I ran through her. I bumped into my old girl
Sally.
From the
Dally.
This is a girl plays hard to get. So I said, what's wrong? Cause she looked upset. She said, it's all because of you. I'm feeling sad and blue. You went away, and now my life is filled with rainy days. And I love you so, how much you'll never know. Cause you took your love away from me. Now, what was I to do? Just crying over me, and she was feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eye. Here comes your mother with those two little guys. Her mean mother stepped up, said to me,
hi.
Looked Sally in the face and decked her in the
eye.
Punched her in the belly and stepped on her
feet.
Slammed the child on the hard concrete. The bitch was strong, the kids was gone. Something was wrong, I said, what is going on? I tried to break it up, I said, stop it, leave her. She said, if I can't have you, she can't either. She grabbed me closely by my socks. So I broke the hell out like I had the chicken pox. But she gave chase, she caught up quick. She put her finger in the face of MC Rick. She said, why don't you give me a plane so we can go cruising in my OJ? And if you give me that okay, I give you all my love today. Ricky, 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 can't you see? Somehow your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your jazzy ways. Oh, MC Rick, my love is here to stay. And on and on and on, she kept on. The bitch been around before my mother's born. I said, cheer up. I gave her a kiss. I said, you can't have me. I'm too young for you, miss. She says, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She said,
stop lying.
I says, I am. Go ask my mother. And with your wrinkled pussy, I can't be your lover. To the tick-tock, you don't stop. To the tick-tick, and you don't quit. Hit it.
Telling stories is telling lies. Is telling lies about people. Is creating or hardening prejudices. Is providing an alternative to real communication, not a stimulus to communication and or communication itself. Is an escape from the challenge of coming to terms with real people. And so we come to part two, scenarios in which a scene is evoked.
Girlfriend in a coma, I know, it's serious. Girlfriend in a coma, I know, it's really serious. There were times when I could have murdered her, but you know I would hate anything to her. No, I don't want to see her. Do you really think she'll pull through? Do you really think she'll pull through? Ooh.
scenario, from Italian, that which is pinned to the scenery, is a synthetic description of an event or series of actions and events. In the Commedia dell'arte, it was an outline of entrances, exits, and action describing the plot of a play that was literally pinned to the back of the scenery. Although elements of narrative can be used, scenarios are distinct from true narrative. The story is not necessarily told, but the scenario provides a contextual backdrop against which ideas or emotions can be expressed. The term scenario is also used for an account or synopsis of a projected course of action, events, or situations. Scenarios are widely used to understand different ways that future events might unfold. A scenario is a story about what happened in the future. Vivid scenarios distort people's perceptions of the likelihood of the events they describe. Scenario planning may involve aspects of systems thinking, specifically the recognition that many factors may combine in complex ways to create sometimes surprising futures due to nonlinear feedback loops. The method also allows the inclusion of factors that are difficult to formalize, such as novel insights about the future, deep shifts in values, unprecedented regulations or inventions. Systems thinking, used in conjunction with scenario planning, leads to plausible scenario storylines because the causal relationship between factors can be demonstrated.
Unloved by the body, but greatly admired by the head. Marry these two things, said Shakespeare. It will make the green one red.
This brings us neatly to part three. Fragmentary narrative, in which objects and feelings are evoked.
bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black,
I say white.
You say bar,
I say bite.
You say shark,
I say him. And George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rose,
I say Royce.
You say God,
give me a choice.
You say Lord,
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
All I wanna do is
For example, a tale of temporal displacement enabled through the astute purchase of a pair of flabby
I've been there for 125 years.
Poetic banal. Objects as stand-ins.
Lucy Liu.
Metaphor.
With my girl Drew.
Metonymy.
Cameron D and Destiny.
Cynical.
Charlie's Angels. Come on.
Irony. Copious connections. References. Allusions.
Question. Tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own condo and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. The shoes on my feet, I buy. The clothes I'm wearing, I buy. The rock I'm rocking, I buy. Cause I depend on me. If I want it, the watch I'm wearing, I buy. The house I live in, I buy. The car I'm driving. Taught and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want. Shoes on my feet,
I love
clothes I'm wearing,
I love.
It resembled them in the sense that it was not ended when it was past, but continued to unfold from beginning to end, over and over again. The complex connections of its lights and shadows, the passing from silence to sound and from sound to silence, the stillness before the movement and the stillness after, the quickenings and retardings, the approaches and the separations, all the shifting detail of its march and ordinance according to the irrevocable caprice of its taking place. It resembled them in the vigour with which it developed a purely plastic content and gradually lost in the nice processes of its light, its sound, its impacts and its rhythm, all meaning, even the most literal. Which brings us neatly on to part 4, metafiction, in which a narrative refers to itself or other narratives.
Out on the windy, windy moors, we'd roll and fall in green. You had a temper like my jealousy, too hard, too greedy. How could you leave me when I needed to possess you? I hated you, I loved you too.
Metafiction, also known as jazzing around, calls attention to its methods and shows the reader what is happening to him or her as they read. Some common metafictive devices in literature include
Afra Ben.
A story about a reader reading a book.
Cervantes.
A story which features itself.
Daniel Defoe.
A story about a writer creating a story.
Samuel Richardson.
A story containing another work of fiction within itself.
Fielding.
Narrative footnotes, which continue the story while commenting on it.
Mary Wollstonecraft.
A novel where the narrator intentionally exposes him or herself as the author of the story. A book in which the book itself seeks interaction with the reader. A story in which the characters are aware that they are in a story. A story addressing the specific conventions of story, such as title and character conventions, paragraph and plots. An autobiographical fiction in which the main character, by the last parts of the book, has written the first parts and is reading some form of it to an audience.
Nikolai Gogol, Gustave Flaubert, or Weep. William Makepeace Thackeray,
call me William Makepeace Thackeray.
Nathaniel Hawthorne,
the letter A.
Herman Melville,
ahoy there.
Charles Dickens,
wonder it's so beautiful.
Anthony Trollope. Fyodor Dostoevsky.
Here comes Steve.
Mark Twain.
I can't even spell Mississippi.
George Eliot. Emile Zola.
Tattoos.
Henry James.
How is Warren?
Thomas Hardy.
Wow.
Joseph Conrad. Catherine Mansfield. Edith Wharton.
Hello, Mr. James.
D.H. Lawrence.
Never heard of it.
E.M. Forster.
Never heard of it.
Happy the man, and happy he alone, who in all honesty can call today.
Joyce.
Hello there.
Virginia Woolf.
I'm losing my mind.
Marcel Proust.
Je ne me souviens plus.
F. Scott Fitzgerald. Ernest Hemingway.
As puppets in
Herman Hesse.
Poets, so poetic.
Evelyn Waugh. William Faulkner.
You can eat William Faulkner.
Anaïs Nin. Thomas Mann. Graham Greene.
Call me Pinky, love me.
Jack Kerouac.
The car's broken down.
William S. Burroughs.
Wow.
Happy the man, and happy he alone, who in all honesty can call today his own. He who has lost strength enough to say, yesterday's dead and gone, I'm gonna live today.
Kingsley Amis. Doris.
It is useful to distinguish between metafiction and fictional deconstruction, though technically the latter term encloses the former. All metafictions are deconstructions, not all deconstructions are metafictions. Deconstruction is the practice of taking language apart, or taking works of art apart, to discover their unacknowledged inner workings. Deconstructive fiction is parallel to revisionist history, in that it tells the story from the other side, or from some angle that casts doubt on the generally accepted values handed down by legend. All great literature has a deconstructive impulse. This is natural. If the business of the first human is to create, the business of the second is at least partly to correct.
Ian Banks.
Amos Byatt.
Like 10th of the moon, you know.
Martin Amos. Brett Easton Ellis. Umberto Eco.
I don't understand this either.
Gabriel Garcia Marquez.
Mikasa Lucas.
Roddy Doyle. Salman Rushdie.
Name who live forever.
All of which brings us neatly onto part 5, Nonsense, in which meaning is scrambled.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird. Bird is a winner. Well, a bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird. The bird's a winner. Well, a bird. Well, a bird is a winner. Well, a bird. The bird's a winner. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner. Well, a bird.
Fisher's underwear. Plug rapid emulsion, sick custard without sustenance in Kipling Duff geriatric scenery, maximizes press insulating devilment, grunting sapphire clubs, incidentally. But tonight, sandpan Bombay Bermuda in diphtheria rustic McAlpine splendor, rabbit and fut-fut-fui jugs rapidly, big bio rule liners must green gauges micturate with nipples and tiptoe rustling machinery, rustically inclined. Good evening and welcome.
boy, you've been a naughty girl, you let your knickers down. I am the Eggman.
Was brilliant, and the slithy tones did gyre and gimble in the wave, while mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird, and shun the frumious Bandersnatch. He took his vorpal sword in his hand, long time the manxome foe he sought. So he rested he by the tum-tum tree, and stood and while he thought. And as in uffish thought he stood, the Jabberwock with eyes of flame came whiffling through the tulgey wood, and burbled as it came. Part 6. Post-language. Saradi Shabalara.
Ha ha ha! I'm all these words, all these strangers, this dust of words, with no ground for their settling, no sky for their dispersing, coming together to say, fleeing one another to say, that I am they, all of them, those that merge, those that part, those that never meet, and nothing else, yes, something else, that I'm something quite different, a quite different thing, a wordless thing in an empty place, a hard, shut, dry, cold, black place where nothing stirs, nothing speaks, and that I listen, and that I seek. Like a cage beast, born of cage beasts, born of cage beasts, born of cage beasts, born in a cage and dead in a cage, born and then dead, born in a cage and then dead in a cage, in a word, like a beast. In one of their words, like such a beast, and that I seek, like such a beast, with my little strength, such a beast, with nothing of its species left but fear and fury. No, the fury is past, nothing but fear, nothing of all its due but fear centupled, fear of its shadow, no, blind from birth, of sound then, if you like, we'll have that, one must have something, it's a pity, but there it is, fear of sounds, the sounds of beasts, the sounds of men, sounds in the daytime and sounds at night, that's enough, fear of sounds, all sounds, more or less fear, all sounds, there's only one, continuous, day and night, what is it? Its steps coming and going, its voices speaking for a moment, its bodies groping their way, it's the air, it's things, it's the air among the things, there's enough that I seek, like it, no, not like it, like me, in my own way, what am I saying, after my fashion, that I seek, what do I seek now, what it is, it must be that, it can only be that, what it is, what it can be, what can be, what I seek, no, what I hear, now it comes back to me, all back to me. They say I seek what it is I hear them, now it comes back to me, what it can possibly be, and where it can possibly come from, since all is silent here, and the walls thick, and how I manage, without feeling an ear on me, or a head, or a body, or a soul, how I manage, to do what, how I manage, is not clear, dear, dear, you say it's not clear, something is wanting to make it clear, I'll seek what is wanting to make everything clear, I'm always seeking something, it's tiring in the end, and it's only the beginning.